She was already dead, so I took pictures of her in different forms of bondage.
You've just entered the Daily Crime Cast, number 53.
Ma'am, you are Stephanie Klein.
Yes, Your Honor. My name is Stephanie Klein. My mother is Vicki Wagerly. I'm speaking to you today on behalf of myself and my brother, Brandon. It's been almost 19 years now that my brother and I had the most important woman in our lives taken from us. My brother and I had to go through so many important moments in our lives without her. Every day is a struggle to get through without her. It's not fair that we had so little time with her. I only had 10 years with her. Brandon only had 2. Anyone who knew my mom knew how much she loved her family. She loved her children, her husband, her parents, and her sister. She loved her in-laws like they were her own parents, brothers and sisters. She adored her nieces and nephews. Even her friends were considered family to her. There's nothing she wouldn't do for any one of us. We didn't have enough time with her. It's not fair that her 3 grandbabies will never get to know her. She doesn't get to see me with her grandchildren. And she doesn't get to see her baby Brandon with his first child. My mom would so love the fact that that baby girl looks just like Brandon did when he was little. She won't ever get to hold them or watch them grow up. She would have loved being a grandma. It's not fair that my 4-year-old son has to ask why his mima can't come home. He draws her pictures. We should be able to take these to her. But they just sit on the fridge. Even at 4, he knows it's not right that she should be here with us. What did my baby do to deserve feeling this way? What did any of us do to deserve this? My mother begged for her life, yet he showed no remorse. He saw that she had a family and a little boy right there in the house with her, yet he continued with his sick plan. I ask you today, Your Honor, to show no remorse for him. Don't let this monster have any comforts as he lives out his remaining years in prison. He isn't worthy. Thank you, Your Honor.
Another audio adventure, Crimecast style, brought to you from the fine folks at evilnow.com and housed over at crimeandcookies.com. So if you like what you're hearing, head on over to crimeandcookies.com, click on the Crimecast button, and subscribe.